Good morning. Good morning, sir. I figured I would call out on this one. I haven't been on this one yet. So how's your morning going?
Not too bad. Just making the drive in. Just really just got underway, a little behind schedule.
Okay. Likewise. Is the rest of the crew on the other on the FBI?
Oh, sorry about that. Lance is over on UHF. I was just telling him I was over here. But I don't know what's going on there. That's the second day in a row on the way in. I think this is like IDing over and over with a zero at the end. What the hell is that?
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm picking it up pretty well from my house. There's some static in there. A little bit of, hopefully that note you have listening is working well down by me.
I can hear the static you were talking about, Sean. I think this is actually legit static, though. What's puzzling me this morning is those IDs. Like, one ID just came up right over the top of Anthony. It IDs, it's WA8MAC, and then there's a slight space, and then zero. And that space has been a little different a couple of times. It was, like, right after the ID, and then sometimes it was several seconds after the ID. I have no idea what the hell that's all about. I'm going to have to go through the programming.
And just for my knowledge, this repeater is a standalone. It's not on a network. And then you have the two nodes, and that's the whole network, correct?
And sorry, good morning, Dakota, yeah. No, this one's actually on the, so the UHF site's connected up to the MI1 UHF network, and this is connected up to MI2 VHF network. So this is connected up to a series of repeaters that Central Michigan has had, all been connected for quite some time.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Anthony. The static I hear is like electrical static, like buzzing.
Yeah, that would explain the static that I'm hearing also. And cool, that's good to know that that this is linked in. It's pretty cool that they're all linked like that. So, yeah, the static is odd, though. It's very consistent.
Yeah, you can hear Anthony kind of like it's there and it's not. Kind of like, I think that's because he's slipping back and forth between the Warren receiver and the Mount Clemens. That static's in the Mount Clemens receiver.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, it was, I don't know. I'm curious what you find, because yesterday was weird and I just did it again.
Yeah, right now I'm probably just far enough south that it's thinking twice about getting into Mount Clemens, and just far enough east that it can't make its mind up if it wants me to get into Warren. So we'll see as I get closer. I'm just getting on the expressway. So we'll see. It should change this, I would imagine.
So, Anthony, you're gonna run 696 over my neck of the woods, right? You get off there, Quinter, Jenner, or somewhere.
Yep, that's my route.
Yeah, you should be heavily in the Warren, which is, Warren and Richmond are very clear. Whatever this problem is, it's at the climb. And I'm not so sure, you know that static we've been hearing on the GMRS repeater? I don't know that they're not related, now that I think about it.
Yeah, I haven't monitored GMRS in a while, so I haven't been hearing any static.
Yeah, same here. I got on there the other day for some tomfoolery and shook my head and turned it off. But anyhow, there's a consistent static in that receiver for that machine as well. But, you know, of course, you know, VHF versus UHF, so that'd be pretty broad if it was the same source. But we've had problems up there with the brushes and the motors. You get some old motors from that building from way back in the turn of the century, you know, previous millennium century, way back at the beginning of the previous century, and they have been known to throw some broadband spark gap.
We must have lost Dakota.
Years learning it, because sometimes there's a knockout too, and I'm assuming that's when between receive sites. You shouldn't really hear that, but I have noticed that every once in a while I'll hear a little bit of something there. So I don't know. I'm not familiar enough with the RTC on them both to know what normal is. That was real bad, and I had a setting wrong. And I've got that figured out, and I haven't heard that too much. It's just every once in a while I hear just a tiny bit. So I haven't quite... given a whole lot of thought, first of all, or of course, then, you know, figured it out.
Yeah, I heard myself echo a few minutes ago, but I just got on 696 traveling west, so you should maybe start hearing me come in a little clearer. We'll see as we go along.
You're bouncing almost identical in between Warren and Mount Clemens, but more so Warren. Yeah, it's going to be golden from here on out. But hey, when you say echo, Dakota, do you mean like when you unkey, you hear a little bit of yourself, like a syllable or so, come back? Or do you mean like while somebody's talking, it's echoing?
Like, while you're talking, it sounds like you're in a long hallway.
Sean, when I was talking about the commencement, you hear a silver two at the end of your transmission.
Oh, sorry, Anthony, if you doubled. I just said that. I didn't notice that on either Dakota or you. And, so it must be just on me.
Okay, yeah. I'm and it just, when I unkeyed the last time, I caught like the last two syllables of what I was saying repeated back to me. So I don't know what that is, but I'm sure if it's a problem, you'll figure it out.
No, I just want to make sure we're on the same page about what we're talking about. That's a normal thing. And, you know, the thing for that, go 1/1000 before you release the microphone after you're done talking. But so that's normal. That's just inherent in the way it works. But the echo that Dakota's describing sounds more like right now I am echoing. And that puzzles me. I don't know why that would be.
I just texted you an audio clip. Hopefully you can hear it.
All right. Well, I'm driving. I'm down at the kids. This one. Didn't pick Warren or Mount Clemens or whatever. But I'll give it a listen when I get back. I don't think it's hurting anything, is it? It's not making it difficult to understand or anything, is it, Dakota?
No, not at all. And just to be clear, I'm not nitpicking or criticizing anything. I'm just trying to show you the differences between this network or this system compared to the FBI, the audio differences.
Okay, so I'm probably going to be adding these RTCMs over on the FBI side of the house. I really like the way these work, the voting. So, with any warts they have, they work really well.
It'd be great, any opportunity to extend the reach of that, of either one of these networks, but just extending it further and further can only result in good things.
I used to believe that right up until I added Echolink. And then I said, there is a bridge too far.
Yeah, because people can get in at any time of the day.
Go ahead, Dakota. My bad, Anthony, I stopped on you. I just thought I don't like phone radio. The audio was always way, way whack. Well, not only is Echolink a bit, you know, technology that's just an old codec, and oh, I heard a rumor that they might have upgraded it. I don't know, but not only is it that, but you know, sometimes ease of use that produces an unintended condition. The ease of use allows for some of the zaniest and craziest people to get a lot of access. I've caught some of the most ridiculous people coming in over Echolink.
Dakota, I wonder if that clown from a few weeks ago was coming in through something like that, or if they were over RF.
I would say probably Echolink, because if you live in your mom's basement, there's a good chance you can't afford a radio.
Oh, man, what'd I miss?
We were, I don't know, maybe Dakota, myself, maybe Donald were chatting in the evening. My wife had got a flat tire, and I was out fixing it, and we were chatting, and there was some fine, upstanding citizen that was taking things that we said, putting them into a computer program, and spitting out awful things back at us. It was rather inappropriate. And Dakota challenged them a little bit, and I think we just stopped talking, and they went away.
Wonderful. A new toy for the playbase. That's the problem, you know, all this AI and things like that is making it also easy for people with very simple minds to do things that would have taken some talent in years past, but now you can get old simpletons doing some silly things.
Yeah, unfortunately, AI makes dumb people more dumb.
I think I read somewhere the other day that, like, they think at least a third of all code written is now being written by, like, I don't know, ChatGPT or some AI or something like that. Like, a third of all code being written currently.
I mean, it would make sense, right? Like, even if you do have the skills to write it, you would have AI write the core of it, and then you would go in and you would edit it and clean it up and make it right, and you just saved yourself hours of work.
Dave and I were texting about this last night. I use AI daily to automate mundane, you know, tasks that I don't have time to do or don't want to do. It's no replacement for talent or people that know what they're doing, but for, you know, filtering data or putting a simple macro together, there's no reason not to use it.
You know, I don't disagree with that, but I worry sometimes that as this progresses, you know, will we get to a point where people, you know, at first, if I don't have time, the talented people don't have time, but with time, now non-talented people are starting to venture into this, and, you know, if they're, yes, it never is going to replace talent, but are we going to see a wave of AI coders, you know, is that something that's going to, what the hell is this all about? We got another road race situation going on here? Good grief, can't get to where it wasn't me, but looks like somebody over, laying over from me was raging. Got somebody in front of them. Anyhow, you just wonder if maybe there's going to be a core of AI coders, you know, start to manifest in a few years.
Yeah, you know, the interesting thing about using AI to do everyday tasks is we look at it from looking at it in a round hole or a square box, and we think, oh, man, they're using it and they're not doing, you know, the work. Well, there's going to be a new skill set that's going to come around, and it's going to be people that are experts at prompting AI and getting good quality stuff out of ChatGPT or whatever the flavor of choice is at the time. So it's really just a new skill set, and, you know, you're going to have to still review what you get out of there to make sure that it's going to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish.
Yep, you took the words right out of my mouth. I get crap all the time because there's always users that know more, right? And they're always, we just Google stuff. I'm like, okay, well, A, you have to know what to Google. B, you need to know how to interpret the results. And C, you need to know how to implement the results. Same thing with ChatGPT. All it is a really robust query that kind of interprets the data for you and helps you find what you're looking for. I could Google a formula in Excel and read through 15 pages of Stack Overflow or whatever site I go to, or I can just punch it into, I use Copilot or ChatGPT, and it spits the code out, and then it tells me how to use it. So it just saves me time in the sense of reading through it. You could be a general user and be like, what the hell does this mean? So you still have to have the fundamentals and the understanding of what you're trying to find.
Well, I will defer to you guys because I don't do any of it. So I should, I often think, you know, could I get in there and dabble? And, you know, but I don't. It's not really my thing. And that's just it. I don't know enough about it to interpret what I would get, you know, as being good or quality. I mean, I there's things I think I could do and I could use it for, but I'm not brave enough to venture into that world yet. But eventually, I suppose, you know, we'll see. But I'll leave it to you guys that actually know what you're looking at to interpret its value. I'm throwing out these broader questions for people that don't know. Like, is it going to be a problem at some point? These are questions that people that don't know ask.
Sean, I think it will definitely be a problem at some point, and it's all in how you decide you're going to use it and how you follow up on the information that you get out of it. But don't count yourself out of figuring out if you can use it or not. I went through just as an exercise the other day to plan a trip. I'm trying to plan a ski trip with some buddies for next year. With things like, I want to plan a trip in America's West in the month of March. I want it to be a direct flight from Detroit for four adult males in their 40s, and want it to be within 1 to 2 hours of a major airport. And it came up with like five options, and then I would just ask it another question, and it would keep taking the more and more prompts that I used and keep refining the data. It's super impressive. So there's other like weird things you can do with it so that you don't have to go through and read 1,000 websites.
KCHELQ.
Was that KCHEO2?
Hey, Berm. Morning, gentlemen. How are you guys talking? Just getting ready for another long day at work up here in beautiful Bay City. Is that you, Paul? Yes, sir, it is. I came out of the woodwork.
Ah, good man. We were just talking about your ears probably ringing. Anyhow, it's Sean up here, down here, WASU.
Yeah, recognize the voice. I just kind of keep my ear peeled on the 800. We got a grain elevator that went up, that's up in smoke in Johnny. They got the Region 3 response team on it. But how's this radio sounding? I picked up one of them DM32UV portables.
Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me. Anyhow, we got Dakota and Anthony in here. We're doing our morning commute, and we just decided to do it over on the VH side of the house today. So we got a new VHF repeater down here connected up to you guys. So we've been playing with it, and it's been working pretty good. But, yeah, that's the radio sounding decent there. Anthony, go ahead.
I don't know how I'm coming in now. I missed Stevenson in 12, and really at 11, and the service drive was on the edge. I wasn't really hearing you guys too well, so I don't know if that's the edge of where I can listen in or what.
You sound about the same.
Okay, I'm heading back to north now, and you guys are sounding a lot better. I don't know if there's just something interfering where I was.
Quick before I go, do you have any recommendations on an iambic paddle? We were doubling there for a little bit. Are you asking me if I have a recommendation on an iambic paddle? I do, but is that what you were asking? Yes, I taught myself 12 letters last night. I'm going to try to burn through the rest this week and start messing around on some CW. Do you want a delicate touch, like just a little delicate touch, or do you want a little bit more substance? There's basically two choices. There's the bencher, and then there's the... Vibraflex. I'm a Vibraflex fan. They're big. They're mechanical. They're old. You know, they're just chunky. They grab the desk really well, and you can slap them around a little bit. You can also set them up very delicate. You know, so it's just very, very slight. You know, they're pretty adjustable. Then you got the bencher. A lot of guys like those. They're a little smaller. They're a little lighter. They're light on the finger. And they're for, like, real soft. I don't know that I smack those around quite as much. I think they'll handle it. But if you're going to be kind of smacking the key around, I'd go Vibraflex. And if you're and just, you know, also make sure, well, you're set iambic, so, you know, you're going to get a dual paddle. You know, you got the single, the Vibra key or the single paddle for reasons. But I'm going to suggest the Vibraflex. And Deluxe is my favorite, but some guys, you know, your mileage may vary. They've got the crinkly base, and then they've got the silver one, or the chrome one, and then the gold one. I like the chrome one, and the gold one, and that's which is presentations. So that would be my recommendation. But a lot of guys do like the benchers. Now, if you want to get crazy, now you can get into Bengalis and all this other stuff, but that's, I think, for later. That's what I was looking for. That's what I came across. I don't want delicate. I use a mechanical keyboard and beat the hell out of the thing, so I want something I can smack. And I know I want iambic because the longs and the shorts, I think, would be a lot easier for my brain with two fingers versus the one. That way I don't have to worry about the timing. I don't know. When I'm messing around with the app on my phone, I'm like, I hate using one finger to do this. But, all right, I'm going to jump out. I appreciate the advice, and maybe I'll catch you guys later. Everyone have a good day. NACBS. All right, catch later, Dakota. Paul?
Yeah, I need to start playing with CW, but I got other stuff, Ryan. Yeah, I got to finish loading up the van to haul all the stuff out to my favorite place in Midland, Dow. So I'm going to slide out of here and finish loading that up. I just want to see how this radio sounded. It's only the third time I've used it, so. You guys have a good day, and try to stay cool. 73's KCATLQ.
Yeah, well, like I said, we got connected at some point. I know I was talking to Jeff, and we got stuff going on, so we'll talk. Have fun. Drive safe. W8FU, Anthony.
Have a good day, gentlemen. Hey, Sean, I am also pulling up at the office, so I will probably also sign off. I'll be clear on your final K8RUH, and we'll talk to you this afternoon, maybe.
All right, good timing, because I am pulling up as well late, but hey, whatever. And, and by the way, you're going to maybe hear it a little weird over that way, but rest assured, you'll be hitting that Warren receiver, so you are never from originally, getting into the machine, you are never even remotely questionable. You've been rock solid the whole time, even though you weren't hearing the machine all that well. So, all right, catch you later. Catch everyone later. I have arrived. W8FU.
KTKGL mobile monitoring.
Any VDZ testing?
Is there BTL station to 2-1. Zero BTL.
This is KQWATN.
W8FU.
W4XED, this is W3LNS. I would have preferred the numbers of the call sign. John, are you there? W3LNS out.
Fine, beautiful day.
pretty good. Outside of for what I've had, but some things that are out a little bit better.
That's not a good thing. Wow, sorry to hear about that dilemma. man, like I say, you guys must have got it pretty good out there. I think Rich, I think he said they got about 60, 65 mile an hour winds out in Shelby. It wasn't as bad down this way.
Yeah, we from what I was told that we got it pretty decent. So I was napping during the whole thing, so I was just going off of what I was told. But yeah, the neighbor's siding came off, and so on. Some pretty decent winds. But we'll see. I'll have to get up there. Hopefully it's not too bad. Hopefully it's just the arm that holds the coax.
NAWCB, yeah, that's it. I hope that's all it is for you. Nothing serious. Hopefully if there was or anything, I don't know if it's part of your configuration you had earlier, previously, you might be able to fix it back that way. I'm not sure, though.
Yeah, if it's damaged, I'll figure something out. Just go up there and just kind of assess things and see. And if it's non-fixable, then I'll just order another antenna and just have it. We'll throw up another antenna and go from there.
Yeah, I guess that's all you can do in that regard. Like you say, at least you've had previous installations, and like I say, years ago, I think a couple of times, I probably raised your grandparents' insurance up, but I think I told you previously my TV antenna got damaged with Super Magnum antenna, but then we had a lightning strike that blew out my TV and my police scanner, and I had to have both fixed. Thankfully, insurance covered that. But again, I don't know what your situation is, or whether it'd be worth doing something like that.
Yeah, might be able to use insurance. I don't know. We used to have renter's insurance as well, but I think we might have cut that just because of cost, but I'll have to look into it and see. I'm hoping it's not damaged too bad, but I guess we'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah, that's all you can do at this point. Like I say, you're working the night, you got to get a little rest tomorrow, and I'm sure, you'll be up and about. I think tomorrow's supposed to be a better day. It's a little bit cooler, but at least the weather's supposed to be good. So that's favorable for you in that way.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. So hopefully it won't be too bad. We'll figure it out. We'll see. I'm not too concerned about it. If anything, too, I've got Mike's radio up and running, so I can always borrow his antenna until get that one fixed or another one up. So not too concerned.
Okay, then I've got that extra antenna too that you gave me. So if you need that back, by all means. But I'm sure. Like I say, you'll get it figured out. Back in shape. Like I say, your signals have been great, whether it's been on this repeater or whether you've gotten into the radar repeater. And like I say, your signals are loud and clear and good modulation there from you.
Yeah, it's been really good. I've been very pleased with the performance on the radio and the antenna. Yeah, we'll see. I know I've had to run full power since we put up the receive sites have been put up here in the county, so I've been running mid power. Been itching to try try the 82 on a 5 watt just to see if I can hit the repeater, see how well my signal is. I'll have to do that one day.
I would, to be honest. That's what I'm running on right now is 5 watts on this end. That may be why I'm occasionally a little bit static too. But yeah, I usually run anything here in the company. I usually run a lower wattage. You know, just like I say, just running up in the rafters. But works out pretty good, and I would say probably with the new receive site in Richmond, it sounds good. You can kind of tell a switch when you get up to a certain point up on these graphics. It's really clear the way big difference. You guys did a great job there on the installation, getting that all put together. But I'd try it with 5 watts.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. Yeah, I think Sean and them did an awesome job. They're very knowledgeable and did a lot of hard work on a good project, and turned out very well. Down the road, there's some things we're gonna do the repeater. I don't know if you've heard, like if there's a storm watch or there's like advisory or something like that, it'll announce the advisories and stuff like that. And then like if we do our ARPSC nets and whatnot, it'll announce the ARPSC net. So it's a lot of cool things that are going on with this repeater. It's a lot of good stuff.
NAWCB, yes. In fact, I heard those wind advisories today. Definitely. And again, it's helpful to know that. It's helpful to know, hey, there's a net, ARPSC net going on. So I think those are favorable changes. Those are good upgrades, I think, for this repeater. You definitely are hearing a lot more activity on it. It's a lot more people, even if they're short, people are getting on the repeater and using it. It's good to see.
Okay, Wayne, you... Yeah, for sure, it is a good thing, and Sean said, if you bring the technology, they'll come out and play, and that's what you want. You want interaction on a repeater. A quiet repeater is an unnoticed repeater, the FCC takes note of that, and these channels are very, very, very expensive, and people buy them up quick. So, definitely don't want a quiet repeater. I like a little bit of chatter on it.
Yes, I agree. I agree with that. Like I say, glad to hear, and good to hear too. There. In fact, I checked in on the double nickel net last night. It's a pretty good repeater also. I used the Baofeng and checked in on that one. There wasn't a lot of check-ins, but I know there used to be a lot more, but still good to hear that repeater up and going. I've had a little bit more chance the last couple of days to get on and use the frequencies a little bit. So, it's good to hear it, good to get on, get your hands into it, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. I did hear you check in last night, and then I heard you I think it was yesterday or the day before, call out on the channel. Yeah, good stuff. I was proud. I was like, hey, he's getting on the radio, he's getting on some of the local nets here. That's good stuff. That's good to hear.
Yes, indeed. Enjoying it. I tried to reach out to Pete again up in West Branch, but again, it's not a good time. And I hear Bill's back in Presqu'île, so tried a couple of the repeaters up there and on Echo Link, and I also tried the DMR side, but again, he's tried away from the radio and that. I'm sure joined the outdoors up there, but yeah, it's good. Just like I say, it's good to get on a little bit. That's the one thing that when you're trying to do a little bit more, you know, try and work outside, and if I can get on, and see if I can reach out there and see what's going on.
KEHCZX Mobile.
Sure. Sounds like a good stuff. Yeah, your signal sounded really good coming into the net last night, and when you called out, it sounded good. I picked you up loud and clear.
Copy that. Yes, I believe there was a station that was calling in. I believe the call sign ended in an X. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, this is KEHCZX Mobile. Name's Chris. I think I've talked with you both before. I finally, it's been a while, but I actually am in my car. The kid doesn't have my car, and I haven't been on the radio in quite a bit, so I just thought I'd give a shout out and say hi while I'm heading to the nighttime gig.
Okay, that sounds great. I think we've talked to you two before. My handle is Dave, and the other gentleman is Dave. That's my son. I'm KEYNU, and I'm NAWPP. And, good. I think KEYNU is headed to his nighttime gig as well. Back over to you, YNU from NAWPP.
Yeah, good to hear you. I didn't catch the call sign. I'm sorry. I was turning and then somebody decided to be a goof and cut right in front, so I had to slam in the brakes real quick. But anyways, what was the call again? I'm sorry.
Yes, Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Zulu X-ray, KEHCZX, and driving. And they went by one of those little cut-throughs that the police use sign, and one of the signs had two kind of sticks sticking up, kind of going in a V, and then some kind of curly antenna-looking stuff at the end. I'm not sure what that's all about. Kind of a radio or something, or I don't know.
Oh, very interesting. I don't know. Without seeing, I wouldn't know. Back over to you, NAWCB.
NAWCB in the group. I'm kind of interested. Got my curiosity up on that one also. No telling, but well, good. I'm glad that you were able to, able to reach out, and glad to talk to you again. Turn it back over to you, KEHCZX.
So did not get these big heavy storms today like they were predicting, and I didn't even know until my son had been obsessing over concerns of huge storms since last week that were supposed to come today, and I have a student as well that was really worried about bad weather today, but as I was looking at it, it looked like everything was tracking quite a bit south of us, so it's kind of nice.
Yeah, I believe it. I know they've been tracking those storms, and like I say, you heard about it earlier, last week, and I know
there was a lot of activity in Minnesota and Wisconsin and Iowa. A lot of tornadoes there and severe weather, but nothing like that here. I mean, it just kind of popped up here a little bit ago, and David and I were saying here, I live in Sterling Heights, and we got a little wind, maybe 40, 45-mile-an-hour wind, probably about a tenth of an inch of rain, but they got it a little bit more up in Shelby, and I know my son Dave was saying that his antenna got a little bit of damage on his house there. NAWCP back to KAYE.
Yeah, I've been following the storms, and I watched them last night come across Wisconsin and up in the Upper Peninsula there, and a lot of damage reports I've seen. You ever get the extra cash, and you're interested in weather, look up a radar called GR Level 3. And it's just GR, George Robert, and then Level 3. And it's a really awesome radar. You have to pay for it, though. It's about $85 to get into it, to download it. And it's worth every penny. It's a good radar without a lot of the nonsense. So, definitely. Definitely got a little bit of rain today, and I guess a lot of pretty good amount of. Sorry, my brain's not working here. My brain's not braining. A little bit of hail and a lot of wind. So just fortunate. Maybe hopefully the antenna damage isn't that bad. So hopefully we'll get up there and check things out. But. Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, it sure is nice out right now. I wish I wasn't having to go work indoors for the rest of the night.
Yeah, I believe it. Well, I definitely know that feeling from yesteryear working an afternoon or a night shift. My past, and I know my son David, he normally works days, but he traded or took, they kind of worked out a deal, to cover an opening on bids tonight for them. Back over to you, David.
Yeah. Sometimes I regret it, but part of today I regretted it, but then early this morning I didn't regret it because I didn't have to wake up at 4:00 in the morning. So that was the only trade off. But well, that's okay. But at least we'll get through it, and hopefully it'll be a good shift.
Yeah, my regular is a daytime during the school year gig, and then I've got the second one that's in the evening. But we're coming up on the end of the school year, so I'll have lots of time available to enjoy the outdoors during the day. I'm going to jump out here. I'm just about to my nighttime gig, so I'll just listen for the rest until I get there. But 73, it was great chatting with you, gentlemen, and we will hopefully catch you on down the road if I get to have my own car again sometime soon. So I'll talk to you later.
That X signed NAWCB with KAYE. Yeah, thanks for jumping on. Like I say, jump in there anytime. Usually queue around 6:00-ish. But monitor this repeater a lot. And, we've talked before, but absolutely. Hope you have a good evening at work tonight. Talk to you again soon, but one of those things, I guess, there's a flip side, I guess. You get up in the morning, you don't have to worry about the alarm clock or rushing off to work or anything like that. But then that day goes on, it's like, man, I gotta go to work. It's a nice day.
Yeah, that's the only good part. I woke up at 4 and I'm like, oh yeah, I don't have to be up for work. This is nice. I'm going back to sleep.
I bet that was a good feeling. I bet it was. You know, I got that little extra time there. You get off Friday morning, at least you've got the long weekend ahead of you. So that's a plus for you there.
Yeah, definitely. It's probably going to take that time to get back on a regular schedule.
Yeah, that's the negative. You know, you end up having to take at least a half a day. At least got to catch a nap in there. And, you know, like you say, get yourself back on the schedule again. That's the bad thing about working bids like the way you guys do, or even, you know, Shelby days. And I never did on the 12th over there. But, you know, you work a couple of days or you work a night, and you got to get back turned around. Whereas when I worked on bids in Clinton or the other place, you know, you work, you know, maybe 3, 4, 5 in a row, but at least you have a pattern set where you can escape them, and then have to get turned back around. Yeah, but it's not the back and forth.
Yeah, no, it seems like it takes forever to get put back around and back on a normal schedule. And even then, it's just like I feel like I'm feeling it afterwards, but that's okay. It'll be all right. A little bit of reprieve away from day shift is nice. Don't have the management on. You don't have the nonsense calls. Usually they're pretty legit calls at night, so that is the nice thing, though.
That is kind of a plus, you know. You like to say, it kind of gets you away from the routine. Something different, like you say, you get away from the brass. And, you don't have all the day shift and the nonsense. And, you know, things kind of, at least hopefully, kind of settle down like they used to back in the day. The call volume just kind of dropped. And, you know, maybe you got, like, you're working this or something, you had 8 calls or, you know, a dozen calls a night, you were lucky type of stuff in the day.
Okay, why do you? Yeah, it is kind of nice. It's nice about 1 o'clock, starts to taper off, gets a little bit busy around 2, 3, and then it tapers off, and usually the rest of the shift isn't too bad.
Well, let's hope that's how it works out tonight and into Wednesday and into Friday for you. Definitely, that's the goal. That's what we're going to look at for you.
I hope so, because it's going to be a long night if not. I know there's been a few nights that's been pretty bad, but that's okay. I'm not doing primary, so I just got to sit back and do what I'm supposed to do.
Absolutely. I agree with you on that one. So, anyway, how's everybody at home doing? Everybody doing okay?
Everybody's doing good. The kids are better, and Leo and I still have a cough, but we're doing good. We got to take some allergy meds in the morning because with all the pollen and everything else, it's dumb. But outside of that, it's not been too bad. We've been been busy. Leo's doing her infusion. She started yesterday, and then she'll go back tomorrow and Friday. So, but everything seems to be going well, definitely. How's things with you guys? NAWCD, we're doing good. Mom is also has come down with what I've had, so she's kind of muddling along there, but we're just kind of going through it together, and she just got off the phone with Melissa, and her sinuses are bothering her too, so I guess we're batting 1,000, but well, other than that, things are going well here. Staying in, that's just the big thing.
Yeah, well, if you guys need anything, you know, don't hesitate to reach out and let us know. We've been getting, I forget what brand of allergy meds we'll get, but those seem to be working pretty decent. So, just trying to stay low, and hopefully Mom can rest and recover pretty quickly.
Yes, I agree. Appreciate the offer there. We're not doing a whole lot at this point. I started out with taking allergy pills and sinus pills. I think that's Zyrtec. I started out with that, and then it went down a little bit more into my chest, so we got the heavy artillery there with the NyQuil, and wow, that started bringing it up, and it's definitely different. Starting to do a little bit better. Still a little bit nasally, but all good.
Yeah. Once you get into the chest, it's not fun, and not at all. And that's right. We tried the Mucinex stuff, and had a bad reaction to it, so I just stopped taking it, and went back to taking allergy medicine, and that seemed to work out pretty well.
Yeah, I believe it. Wow, that's something. You know, I used that Mucinex one time. We found it on sale at the Dollar Tree, of all things. Man alive, that is the best stuff. I haven't been able to find it there anymore, but I go with NyQuil, what I've used for a number of years. Man alive, it just really started bringing it up, and really made a difference. But I guess you gotta use what works for you there.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. NyQuil for me, I use it. I'll take it. And I usually don't have an issue with it, but Mucinex, I don't know. I took it and just didn't really feel the great. It felt like in a fog, and just kind of like threw me for a loop. And I was like, I don't know what's going on with this. So I just kind of stopped taking it. I don't mind the battery acid. That stuff works pretty good.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, because I'd always take that Mucinex stuff at night before I go to bed. If I have any chance of driving or of doing anything, no way, I'm not taking anything. I just have a weak system there. I mean, the difference between Mom and I, Mom can take all that stuff, and it doesn't make her sleepy or drowsy. Me, I take a little bit, and I'm ready to lay down. I'm ready to go to sleep or something. It really gets me hard. So, I guess again, how it reacts on you there, it's a big thing.
Yeah, I can't even do Benadryl. If I do Benadryl, it's like I might as well I might as well plan to go to sleep, because if I don't plan, my body will be like, nope, you're going to bed anyways. You have no choice. I second that on the Benadryl, definitely. Yeah, NyQuil, Benadryl, definitely. I know what you're saying there. Just especially, don't want to get behind the wheel of a car. If I'm taking any type of medicine, it's going to be drowsy. I'd rather feel miserable and at least have my wits about me there than get kind of drowsy driving. It's just not a good combination.
No, not at all. So, well, Dan, I'm going to hop off here and start gathering things here together and head in for shift change. But hopefully you guys have a good night tonight, and we'll chat with you here hopefully Thursday on the way to work, if that's all right. And I'll maybe hear you on the net tomorrow night. But you guys enjoy your evening and enjoy the beautiful weather. Definitely gorgeous outside. Hopefully tomorrow will be like this. Maybe we'll barbecue or something. But you guys enjoy your evening. It was good chatting with you.
Yes, indeed. Definitely good chatting with you there. Good conversation. And definitely take a jacket in there with you tonight. I understand it's going to be 38. I think we got some type of frost advisory tonight. Big change. It's supposed to be a nice day tomorrow. But, well, I hope things go well tonight at work. And definitely have a good evening praying for you. And if you need anything, let us know. And wish you and the family 73s and 88s. And we'll definitely talk again soon. I'll be get your antenna situation and take care of it home. Anyway, have a great evening. This is November 8th, Whiskey Charlie Bravo, and you'll be clear on your mind.
Sounds good, yeah, sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi, and again, if you guys need anything, let us know. But 73s and 88 to Mom, KEYNU, clear.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Anthony, well. Can't see any well.
Romeo, radio check.
Hotel Delta India, your radio's working.
Sir, I just got a new antenna. How is it sounding?
is sounding great over here. You're making through just fine, clear.
All right, I appreciate that, 7-3.
WAW.
What up, buddy? Oops. Turn that down. Just sitting here putzing around. Trying to get a screen to broadcast the side from the node here.
Just a minute, I gotta go turn off the handy talk. I'm getting yelled at.
Throw it at him.
Handy talkie in the living room when she was watching TV, and it caught on to this repeater, and I got yelled at.
Well, you should know better.
I know. I guess we know who wears the pants in the family. The lady watching the television. So, I fixed it. So... But how's everything going? How's everything going on this project? Good, slow, indifferent? I saw some stuff on the Discord that I didn't understand, so I figured I'd just leave it alone. I didn't care. So it sounds like we're having a few struggles.
I am monkeying around here trying to use the handheld to transmit. Listen on the toy phone. So the repeater came blasting through and kind of picked out that last time.
Oh, very good. Okay, what are you hitting, the warning antenna?
Oh yeah, it's the only one that can even see me. Not even so much as a tickle on Mount Clemens, let alone Richmond.
I wouldn't expect Richmond. Where am I right now when you're looking at it? Because I am not my base, or my so-called base. I guess it's a base. I guess a fancy little antenna box that could call a power supply hook to it. And I get an outside antenna and a hockey puck mic, or a hockey stick mic. So I guess I could call it a base.
I've been fairly consistent into Richmond. I haven't noticed you. You're neck and neck with Mount Clemens, but it is staying locked on Richmond.
Okay, I dropped the power. Did that make any difference? Just for messing around.
Well, that one bounced back and forth. Started off on Mount Clemens and shipped to Richmond and then back to Mount Clemens. So a little bounce. Sounds fine, though. Couldn't tell the difference.
Another NyQuil night. No
you've been battling this for a little while, eh?
Yeah, since I got back on Saturday morning, I kind of started. It's nowhere near as bad as it was, but it's still giving me a hassle going away. So I'm sure it will. You know, I don't feel like it's anything more than just a freaking cold. So, and I'm kind of fortunate when it comes to those. I usually don't get them very often, but when I do,
Okay, so how am I sounding now? I just switched over to the Cisco.
You got rid of all the snow before there was some snow there, you know, but it's all gone. Now it's absolutely perfect.
As I would expect. So, yep. Yeah, I've just been putzing with this a little bit here tonight, and then instead of cat videos, I'm trying to figure out how to get the streaming to Broadcastify going. I've been doing it for years on the other machine, but this is a newer version of the software that streams, so it has a little different config file, and I think I'm just, I'm just missing something. It's a thing. Login fail. So I gotta pick it open from the Broadcastify people. Try to figure it out. Have you been to the FBI Broadcastify page at all?
No, but I'm sure I could find it. The one that you posted, I forget where it was. Maybe it was some TMRS traffic. I listened to like half of that, and I didn't hear anything remarkable. Was it more towards the end?
Well, that was just a file, you know, of the entire day's traffic with all the dead space compressed. So I forget, it was about almost 3 hours of actual, you know, airtime. And it was at about the 1 hour, 40-minute mark. So you have to go to about the 1:38, I think is where it starts. One hour, 38-minute mark in that particular file. And that's where what I had posted that for started. But no, what I'm talking about is different. In fact, if you go to the FBI dashboard, which I know you know how to get to that, you'll see a link to Listen Live, and that's what I'm talking about. That's the streaming audio feed. It records and archives the traffic off the repeater, and you can even use it. It's delayed by a minute or two, but you can actually listen to the feed real time. Anyhow, that's what I'm trying to get set up for this one.
Oh, that'd be kind of nice. Yeah, I picked up a brick when I was doing tonight. I picked up a UHF brick, but it messed up a little bit, and I read the model number wrong, and it's an R2 brick. So I was able to convert it to take an 05 head or whatever the one is, but you know, not the the MX, but the 05 head, the one between the 05 and the MX. I was able to get it to take that, and that was no problem. And then I couldn't get it to take any hammy frequencies. Fixing MRS just fine. So then I found a hack and how to do that, but it will only drop 10 megahertz, which is fine, because realistically that's all where you're supposed to be hanging out, you know, between 440 and 450 for what I do. So I was kind of proud of myself. I was able to get that all hooked up and working and everything else like that. Now I don't know what I'm going to do with it.
So I assume that Bricky got the high split. That's probably why. What is it, a 4? What is it, a 450 to 512 or something? I don't even know where the high split is on those, but it's a high split.
Yeah, but all the documents that, you know, relate to making commercial radios, ham radios, says it does 10 megahertz down real easy. And if it doesn't, it will tell you, I don't like it, because it doesn't, you know more about these radios than I do. But I had my hotspot, like 438, 439, somewhere like that. And it just came back and said failed. So basically what they said on all the writings is what it does. They can't lock on perfectly. It doesn't lock on at all. So, but yeah, it was a high split. You're right, 450 to 520. But, you know, it would make somebody really, really nice, super powerful, super clean GMRS radio. So maybe I'll off that at, you know, some ham show or something of that nature. So, but it's more for me as the puzzles. But I got them all working, so I had to figure these things out. And they're rock solid. Well, you know that. I don't have to tell you anything about it. I mean, you drop one of these on your toe, you're going to have to go see the doctor.
So you want me to really blow your mind?
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me you got about 50 of them you threw away.
No. The scuttlebutt is, if somebody managed to take two of the trunk units, one VHF, one UHF, and there is some sort of a, in Motorola world, there's what's called the SP. The special purpose, not really regular issue stuff, but somebody, there was an SPY cable where they were able to take one control head and have a VHF and a UHF trunk unit. In effect, they had a dual band radio. I was on the trail of it for a little while, and I kind of lost interest and dropped it, but how would that be for cool, eh?
Oh, yeah, that'd be really cool. Like I said, well, you know how these things sound. There's nothing that's solved. You are just like, and I'm pure RF right here, and they're just over the top clear. But I did see that. I think that would be really cool. Then you could just hike both the units in the trunk, you know, duplex it out if you only want one antenna. Duplexer is like $50 for a good one. And then have one small control head in your car, or you can even, you know, you can get your hands on one of those handheld jobbies like you have on your in your car. That would be like the ultimate setup, and it would be all incognito.
Yeah, I've got a UHF one. I don't have a VHF one. And the handheld control head, you know, so I had that one. The handheld control head was just came out from underneath the seat, and you know, it was pretty stealthy. And that's all I ran for the longest time. But if I wanted to have VHF in there, I'd have to either get another handheld control head, and they're ghastly expensive and hard to come by. If I wanted to go with a more conventional control, that I got that. You know, so I don't know. It's, you know, that's the issue. If I wanted to have both bands, then if you really wanted to be crazy, you get the 902 one too. Just kidding.
You know, you talk about that, and I think you and I have talked about it at lunch sometime back. There's more 900 stuff in the state than I thought. If you did a search on it, especially when you get to the west side of the state, you know, and there's some over here. There's even, like, in Wayne County, there's a couple, three of them, too. Well, we know where there's one in Macomb, but there's a couple in Wayne County, so there's actually more of that than you think. But I did experiment with that, and it has to be a W radio. No ifs, ands, ors about it. There has to be a W in it. So if it says U, one of the blogs said for Hammy's, U means useless. So that's strictly public service. But if it says W, then you got something.
Let me get off this unit and go over to RF. It's just putzing with the Cisco here on the system. I was playing around a little bit with the aliasing. I saw you were on it a little earlier. It looks like everybody's coming up with the same format. Name in the city. It was something I did. Then John, 88OD, he took the entire database from them and converted it over to call name, city, either one. But I don't know if I need to put the entire database in there. There's a couple thousand entries, but it makes this one file kind of unruly. And I don't think we're going to have a lot of people connecting up here from Europe. The oddball one that may show up, we can look up, I guess. All right, anyhow, let me get off this thing, set it blocking my entire desk here. Get on the microphone on the RF side. W8FD, be back.
I had a queen with thing. I called my office, a.k.a. Pig Pen